AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of Hurricane Hermine is expected to make its Florida landfall in the next few hours. The Category 1 hurricane is roaring across the Northwest Gulf Coast, maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. AP correspondent Josh Replogle is already seeing the start of some flooding in Apalachicola.
A lot of these homes are built on stilts, so the homes are safe, but the water is coming upwards where the stilts begin, the foundation.
Forecasters are warning of the possibility of a life-threatening storm surge and flooding. Some residents of Florida's capital, Tallahassee, lost power as Hermine approached land. Officials in one South Georgia city braced for Hermine, urging residents who live in mobile homes to go to a shelter. A city auditorium in Valdosta has been opened for that use. The State Department has reversed itself and will turn over Hillary Clinton's meeting records. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After objections from the Associated Press, the State Department has now agreed to turn over all the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State and do so by mid-October. Last week, lawyers said this couldn't be done until December, which would have been after the presidential election.
Mexico's president is now saying Donald Trump's proposals represent a threat to the future of his country, and that he agreed to a widely criticized meeting with the Republican candidate to open a space for dialogue. Trump in Ohio Thursday repeated his reasoning behind plans to beef up the border.
We will treat everyone with dignity, respect, and compassion. But our greatest compassion will be for the American citizen.
Donald Trump in Wilmington, Ohio. This is AP Radio News. Word from Japan is that Japanese Transport Ministry officials are raiding the Tokyo headquarters of Mitsubishi. The government alleges the automaker cheated on mileage ratings on more models than was earlier reported. A day after his arrest on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, singer Chris Brown released a song.
What do you do?
Maybe Chris Brown is making a statement, or maybe he just coincidentally released a song less than 24 hours after getting arrested. Brown released the song What Would You Do on his SoundCloud page. It's not clear when he recorded it. It contains lyrics like, what would you do fighting for your life when no one's on your side? His record label says it's not an official song. Brown was arrested Tuesday after a woman called police at his home in Los Angeles. Model Bailey Curran told the Los Angeles Times Brown pulled a gun on her. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Colin Kaepernick and a 49ers teammate did not stand when the national anthem was played in San Diego before Thursday night's game. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.